The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, so here we are on the floor of San Diego Comic-Con at the Nuclear Blast booth, talking to El Hijo de Santo, one of the greatest Mexican wrestlers probably of all time. So thank you very much for your time.
Muchas gracias a ustedes. Bienvenidos a Comic-Con.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to San Diego Comic-Con.
So, as a legend in the wrestling business, what is it like to see pro wrestling change so much over time?
So, como un leyenda en la lucha, ¿cómo es ver cómo cambia la lucha en todos los años que ya tienes?
Bueno, la lucha ha evolucionado, ha cambiado. La lucha de antes era una lucha más de llaveo, más de ras de lona. Ahora hay muchos vuelos. Y desde mi punto de vista, la televisión la ha dañado un poco, porque ya es más show.
So he said that back when he started wrestling, it was more like normal wrestling, grappling kind of style, and that's changed now, and there's a lot of high flyers, and he thinks that the TV has changed that, and that he feels like it's hurt the business a little bit, because that's not, you know, the style that was wrestling at the time. But he enjoys watching the change. He just thinks that the TV kind of business side has changed it a little bit on the downward.
So please tell us a little bit about your environmental activism and why you feel so drawn to helping the oceans.
So cuéntanos un poco sobre el activismo que haces en la vienta y por qué te sientas atraído ayer a los océanos.
Bueno, mira, esto lo inicié porque como persona he sido un hombre muy afortunado. Tuve unos padres maravillosos, tuve una infancia bonita. La vida ha sido muy generosa conmigo. Y con este personaje, pues lo que yo trato a veces es de poder ayudar a organizaciones como Costa Salvaje, como UNICEF. Apoyar a las mujeres de cáncer de mama es como por gratitud a la vida.
So he said that growing up he was lucky because he had a good house, a good upbringing. His parents were great, and so he feels like it's his responsibility and a form of gratitude to help places like UNICEF and places that help with breast cancer, and so the oceans, and he just thinks that it's something that he owes to people who have helped him because he's come from a really good upbringing.
Aparte, si quieres dile que para mí es importante que la gente tome conciencia de que realmente sí estamos dañando al planeta. Y tenemos que cuidarlo porque eso es lo que le vamos a dejar a nuestros hijos o nietos.
He said that it's one other thing he wants to make sure that people understand is that this is the planet that we're leaving our kids, and so we should all make sure that we're doing what we can to help the planet as well.
Heavy metal and wrestling seem like a perfect combo. What has it been like working with Nuclear Blast at San Diego Comic-Con?
So todo a nuestro alrededor parece una combinación perfecta, la música, todo esto. Y él quiere saber que cómo te sientes trabajando y cómo es la experiencia trabajando con Nuclear Blast.
Es una experiencia excelente, maravillosa. Es mi cuarto año y agradezco mucho a Nuclear Blast el hecho de invitarme. Estos jóvenes son jóvenes muy emprendedores. Y les gusta hacer muchas cosas alrededor de la música y en este caso del personaje del Santo, y yo me siento muy honrado de estar por cuarta ocasión en este Comic-Con.
He said that he's enjoyed it. This is his fourth year doing this, and that the younger people here helping him are loving and enjoying doing everything around music, and he loves being here. Like I said, it's his fourth year, so
awesome. All right, one last question. So tour stops, comic books, activism, and wrestling. What can we look forward to next from El Hijo de Santo?
So activismo y lucha, ¿qué más podemos esperar también de ti en el futuro?
Pues yo soy muy, muy inquieto, soy muy soñador. Entonces, quizás mi actividad en el ring ya pronto pueda tener que terminar. ¿Por qué? Porque tu cuerpo sí se cansa y porque llega un momento en que tienes que saber decir adiós. Pero el personaje va a seguir vivo, con más proyectos que tengo en puerta. Quiero hacer más cosas con el Santo y si te digo cuáles son, se van
a...
No, son sorpresas, es una gran sorpresa.
He said that soon he thinks that he's going to have to stop wrestling because he's just getting older. But he said even with that, he's not one to stay still. He's got a lot of dreams. And that he said that he's got some projects in the future, but he doesn't want to tell me what they are because they're surprises. So he's hoping to be able to do those things in the future. So he says that El Santo is something that's going to live on for forever.
Well, obviously, it's a legend. You're a legend in the wrestling business. And we really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Al contrario. Gracias, hermano.
Thank you
Gracias,
so much.
Amigo. Que les vaya bien.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.